Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
大家好，我是 Nicole. Welcome to Cantonese class 101.com.
Matt here. Welcome back to our Absolute Beginner series, season 1, lesson number 6. In this lesson, you will learn how to be graceful in victory over beer, that is.
Mm-hmm. The conversation takes place in a bar.
And it's between our waitress and her customer. He gets his beer, and life is good.
And we're speaking casual Cantonese as usual.
Okay, Nicole, let's take a listen to the dialogue.
你好。
你好。
你的啤酒。
唔该。
唔使客气。
One more time, a bit slower.
你好。
你好。
你的啤酒。
唔该。
唔使客气。
And now, with the English translation.
你好。
Hello.
你好。
Hello.
你的啤酒。
Here's your beer.
唔该。
Thanks.
唔使客气。
You're welcome. Okay, I'm glad he finally got his beer. I was worried there for a minute.
Yep, it took long enough though.
Maybe it's because he didn't call her. Lang Nui.
I told you, call a girl Lang Nui and she will love it.
Hey, who wouldn't love it?
Exactly. Like, Lang Nui, 啤酒唔该。
Hey, pretty girl, can I have a beer, please?
Mm.
Yeah, he definitely should have said that.
Yeah, he would have had his beer in 1 minute tops.
Anyway, our lesson today is about the possessive.
Well, it's more interesting than it sounds, I promise. We promise.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
And now, the vocab section.
Our first word is...
게,
which is a possessive particle.
게, 게.
And next we have...
你的
Your or yours.
你的你的
Followed by
不使客气
You're welcome.
不使客气唔使客气。
Next we have
唔该
Please, thank you, or excuse me.
唔该唔该
Next we have
唔该晒
Thank you very much.
唔该晒，唔该晒。
Next we have
啤酒
beer
啤酒啤酒。
All right, Nicole, let's talk a little bit about pronouns now.
佢
Which can mean he, she, or it.
佢
Next we have
我哋
We
我哋我哋
Next we have a plural form.
你哋
You, in the plural sense.
你哋你哋
Last we have
佢哋
They
佢哋佢哋
All right, great. Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
Sure. The first phrase is 게
Good. Now, this is a possessive particle.
게
So, in the dialogue, we had heard
네게
which means your.
네게
If we break that down, the first sound is
네
which is you,
게
followed by the possessive word. Before we talk about this possessive word, however, let's review some of the pronouns that we just learned.
Sure. 我
I
佢
He, she, or it. A third person pronoun.
Yep, that's a new word. 佢
He, she, or it. Now, what if we make that plural, Nicole?
That's really easy. We have a plural suffix, which is they. So we put the suffix they to the end.
Okay. Now, for this section on plural suffixes, Nicole will say the Cantonese form, and I will translate it. So let's start with that, Nicole.
Okay. The first word, 我哋.
We.
Again, 我哋.
We.
佢哋.
They.
佢哋.
They.
你哋.
You, but in the plural sense.
Right. 你哋.
You, like you guys.
Right.
Now, for this, we've got a little trick for you. When you see two characters like that, it means that it's plural, more than one. So more than one is plural, or two characters also means it's plural.
Yep, that's a good trick. Two sounds plural, one sound singular.
All right, Nicole, let's go back and review what we just learned.
Okay, six pronouns. I'll say the Cantonese and you say the English.
All right.
我
I
你
You
佢
It, he, or she.
Mm-hmm. Now the plural forms. 我哋
We
你哋
You
佢哋
They.
That's right.
It's grammar time.
Okay, so in the dialogue, we heard Lang Noi brings the guy a 杯酒 and says,
你的杯酒?
Your beer.
Right, 你的杯酒.
This is your beer.
Mm-hmm. 你的
Your.
你的
Your.
杯酒
Beer.
你的杯酒.
This is your beer.
Right.
So to express possession in Cantonese, we say the person who has something and then add
게. This 게 is a particle we use to show ownership.
Like your.
你的
My.
我的
His.
佢的
Hers.
佢的
Its.
佢的
Ours.
我的
Yours.
你的
Theirs.
佢的
All right, so pretty easy so far.
Mm-hmm.
Then we add our object after that.
Right, like 我的水
My water.
佢的朋友
Their friends.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The word order is always the owner plus 게 and the owned. So it's pretty easy to express these ownership or possession.
Okay, Nicole. Now, when speaking about family members, we're going to drop the 게 for possession. So let's give our listeners some examples of that.
Mm-hmm.
How would we say my mother?
So instead of saying 我的妈妈, we say 我妈妈.
And what about for his father?
佢爸爸.
Okay, now this one's a little tricky. What about my girlfriend? Do we still drop the 게?
I think so. 我女朋友. We drop the 게 in there because boyfriend and girlfriend are quite close.
Okay. Well, that just about does it for today. We've learned 6 pronouns and how to show possession.
That's right.
Now, some of our listeners may have some ideas or suggestions for the content of upcoming classes. Remember that you can leave us a comment on this lesson or any ideas you may have.
Yeah, so if you have a question or some feedback, please, please, please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do as well. Just stop by CantoneseClass101.com.
Click on comments.
Enter your comment and your name.
And that's it.
So you have no excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Matt. Bye.
Bye.
你好。
你好。
你嘅啤酒。
唔该。
唔使客气。